This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
Hamilton's Public School Board is expected to release more detailed data from its suspensions and expulsions report. It's after a motion from Ward 2 trustee Sabrina DeHob was accepted. And Ms. DeHob joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. Sabrina, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. You want to see this more detailed report. Number one, what details do you want included? And number two, why is this important to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to see all of the data. I want it disaggregated by, you know, understanding where suspensions are happening, who is being suspended, the age of the folks that are being suspended, why kids are being suspended. And I think this is important because we know that the OHRC, the Ontario Human Rights Commission, has told us that there are disproportionate impacts of discipline policies across this province. You know, when multiple larger school boards across this province, including Ottawa, Carleton District School Board, Peel, and Toronto, all conducted similar reviews of their discipline policies, they've also cited disproportionate impacts on Black and disabled youth in our schools. And this tracks with what I'm hearing from constituents in my ward, that there are disproportionate impacts to our discipline policies, that kids are spending more time at home than in schools, and that racialized Black immigrant parents want a solution to this. And so I think what this data will do for us is help us understand some of these trends and begin to undo some of these disproportionalities.
So what you're saying is you're hearing from parents who are saying, hey, my kid potentially could be targeted because they're from a racialized community.
Yeah, to put it frankly, I think that's one of the concerns that's been cited, which was cited on Monday night by one of the delegates, is that in 2020, there was a ministry ban on discretionary suspensions and a ban on discretionary suspensions. And what I've heard from families is that they don't feel like this was actually operationalized, that they feel like their kids are being suspended when they shouldn't be suspended for things that are occurring in their schools.
Will this new detailed report look at data just from this past year, or is it going to go back further than that?
Yeah, so the plan is to collect, to redraft the data from 2022-2023. And I'm hoping that once the data is back, we can have a more holistic conversation about what does this mean historically? Do we have to go back and look at this historically? And what does this mean moving forward for how we're going to start reporting on our suspension and expulsion data?
And that's one of the questions I want to ask you. What do you think if we get back the information that, you know, we're seeing in places like Toronto and other places that you mentioned, and it is showing that more and more racialized students are being suspended, what do you think should be the go-forward plan? Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of things. I think at that point, we'll have to have a serious reckoning with how our policies have caused harm to some of the most marginalized students in our schools. I think we'll have to revisit how do we align like discipline policies that are occurring in our school with our equity action plan. You know, that is something the board has worked on for a really long time. I think that, we'll have to have a reckoning with the communities who are being most impacted by this. We'll have to listen to the demands of what folks are asking for us in that moment. We'll have to talk about whether or not Bill 197 was actually operationalized and what it would mean to actually materially operationalize this, and talk about what it'll materially mean to change the outcome moving forward so that we are undoing the harms that we have caused to students in our school, schools.
We got a minute. Could this also include a greater debate about whether or not suspensions and expulsions work, or are they still useful in this day and age?
Absolutely. I really hope that that is the direction we head in. There's extensive empirical data that tells us that suspensions and expulsions do not work, you know, that they don't support change behaviors, that they actually have unintended consequences for Black, for racialized youth, for disabled youth, and directly facilitates the school-to-prison pipeline. There are so many examples of school boards across the United States that have banned suspensions way beyond what we have done across the province of Ontario. I know in Dallas, they have banned suspensions completely for all students. You know, I'm hoping that at some point we can begin to have that conversation as well of what it would mean to actually invest resources into schools to support youth rather than kicking kids out of schools.
Yeah, that is a debate we certainly need to have in this community. Sabrina, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you for having me.
Sabrina DeHab, Ward 2 trustee, Hamilton Wentworth District School Board, talking about suspensions and expulsions and a new detailed report coming down the pike very, very soon. It's going to be interesting to see what comes of it.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast.
You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.